He said, let's turn to New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开新约圣经。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
Chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
We're going to read from verse 4.
我们从第四节开始。
And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God.
主乃活石，固然被人所弃的，却被神所拣选，所宝贵的。
So here we refer the Lord as a living stone.
在这里我们看见主乃活石。
In verse 5, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So here,This verse brings us back to Old Testament.
在这里，这些圣经把我们带回到旧约。
It says, "We'll be built up as a spiritual house for a priesthood, holy priesthood." That's we thought that was in the Old Testament.
在这里讲到，我们将被建造成为灵宫，作为圣洁的祭司。这时候我们想到旧约。
But all Christians also are priests.
所有的基督徒，我们都是祭司。
To offer up spiritual sacrifices.
乃是要奉献啊，灵祭。
Let's turn to Numbers 28.
打开民数记第二十九章。
28.
二十八章。
Starting from verse 1.
第一节开始。
And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Command the sons of Israel and said to them, You shall be careful to present my offering, my food for my offerings, by fire, of a smoothing aroma to me at their appointed time.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你要吩咐以色列人说，献给我的供物，就是献给我做馨香火祭的食物，你们要按日期献给我。
Verse 3, You shall say to them, This is the offering by fire which you shall offer to the Lord, two male lambs, 1 year old without defect, as a continual burnt offering every day.
又要对他们说，你们要献给耶和华的火祭，就是没有残疾的一岁的公羊羔，每日两只，作为长献的燔祭。
You shall offer the one lamb in the morning, and the other lamb you shall offer at twilight.
早晨要献一只，黄昏的时候要献一只。
Also a tenth of an ephah of fine flour for grain offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil.
又用细面以法十分之一，并捣成的油一心十分之一，调和成为素祭。
It is a continual burnt offering which was ordained in Mount Sinai as a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord.
这是在西乃山所命定为长献的燔祭，是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭。
Then the drink offering with it shall be a fourth of hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to the Lord.
为这一只羊羔要同献木祭的酒一心四分之一，在圣所中你要将纯酒奉给耶和华为木奠祭木祭。
And the other lamb you shall offer at the twilight, as a grain offering of the morning, and as a drink offering, you shall offer it as an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord.
晚上你要献那一只羊羔, 必照早晨的素祭和铜线的奠祭, 献上, 作为馨香的火祭, 献给耶和华。
Now let's turn to Psalm.
翻开诗篇,
Psalm 5.
第五篇,
For the choir director for flute accompaniment, a psalm of David.
大卫的诗, 交与灵长, 用吹的乐器。
Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning.
耶和华啊, 求你留心听我的言语, 顾念我的心思。
Heed the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray.
我的王, 我的神啊, 求你垂听我呼求的声音, 因为我向你祈祷。
In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you, eagerly watch.
耶和华啊, 早晨你必听我的声音, 早晨我必向你陈明我的心意, 并要进行。
For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you.
因为你不喜悦恶事的神, 恶人不能与你同居。
The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do iniquity.
狂傲的人不能站在你眼前, 凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors a man of bloodshed and deceit.
说谎言的你必灭绝, 好流人血论诡诈的,
But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house at your holy temple. I will bow in fear for you.
至于我, 我必凭你丰盛的慈爱, 进入你的举手, 我必存敬畏你的心, 向你的圣殿下拜。
O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of my foes. Make your way straight before me.
耶和华啊, 求你因我的仇敌, 凭你的公义引领我, 使你的道路在我的面前正直。
There's nothing reliable in what they say. Their inward part is destruction itself. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue.
因为他们的口中没有诚实, 他们的心里满有邪恶, 他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓, 他们用舌头惭愧的。
Hold them guilty, O God. By their own devices, let them fall. In the multitude of their transgressions, thrust them out.
神啊,
For they are rebellious against you.
神啊, 求你定他们的罪, 愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒, 愿你在他们许多的过犯中将他们逐出, 因为他们背叛了你。
But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy, and may you shelter them, that those who love your name may exult in you.
凡投靠你的, 愿他们喜乐, 时常欢呼, 因为你护庇他们, 又愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心。
For it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as a shield.
因为你必赐福与义人, 耶和华啊, 你必用恩惠如同盾牌, 四面护卫他。
So let's bow, have a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Father, we come to you. We thank you for being a God of mercy and grace.
哇，我们感谢你，我们来到面前， 因为你是慈怜悯和恩典的神。
Slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
你 不轻易发怒，你充满了慈爱和恩典。
You give salvation to those who do not deserve.
你救赎那些啊不值得救赎的人。
You comfort those who are mourn.
你安慰那些忧伤的人。
And you give strength to those who are weak.
你那些软弱的人，你赐他们力量。
And you give light to those who are sitting in darkness.
你给那些在黑暗幽谷里的人以亮光。
So by your abundant mercy and grace, we come to you this morning, Father.
主啊，父啊，实在是借着你丰盛的慈爱和怜悯，我们今天早晨来到你面前。
Unto the name of the Lord your Son, we gather.
是借着你儿子的名而聚集。
May your Holy Spirit be upon all of us.
愿你的圣灵倾倒在我们每个人身上。
Working in our heart, open our eyes.
在我们的心里做工，开启我们的眼睛。
We may see our Lord Jesus.
使我们可以看到我们的主耶稣。
And Him alone is our vision.
单单他是我们的意象。
So we commit this hour into your holy hand.
我们把这点点的时间仰望交托在你手中。
May you speak to us.
愿意你对我们讲话。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣圣洁的名。
Amen. So last time we shared Psalm 5.
上一次我们分享到诗篇第五篇。
And we managed to share the first three verses.
我们只分享了前三节。
So this psalm is a psalm of morning prayer.
这首诗篇乃是早晨的诗。
Because in verse 3, it mentioned in the morning two times.
因为在第三节他提到早晨连续两次。
In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
耶和华，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，我必要进行。
So morning prayer is very important.
所以早晨的祷告是非常的重要。
The whole day, the outcome of the whole day depends on how we start in the morning.
我们每天啊，每一天的结果都是取决于早晨的祷告。
We know this psalm actually corresponds to the morning sacrifice priests made every morning, every day.
我们知道这个诗篇乃是对应着祭司每天早晨所献的祭。
Because again, we get the hint from verse 3.
同样我们从第三节我们看到这一点。
Second half is that in the morning, I will order my prayer.
因为他说到早晨我必向你陈明我的祷告。
It is image of priests in the morning when they prepare the burnt offering.
乃是给我们一幅图画，早晨祭司在预备献祭的时候。
In a burnt offering, it's one of five offerings. We call it in the Bible. God asked God's people to offer to Him.
圣经里面神叫我们献的祭总共有五个祭，那个燔祭是其中之一。
And other animal offering that only inner part and the fat.Will be offered to be burned.
其他的四个祭里面，当献那个牲畜的祭的时候，我们只需要献上他们的脂油和他们的内脏。
Other parts of body will be sheared by priests and offerer.
其余身体的部分要和祭司们彼此分享。
And those who bring the sacrifice to offer.
和那些把祭物带到神面前来的百姓。
But only burnt offering, God requires that all parts of our body of the sacrifice have to be burned on the altar.
唯有燔祭，神要求把所有的祭牲全部献上，被烧在祭坛上烧掉。
And we know that Romans 12, Paul referred to this burnt offering when he said, In the multitude mercies of God, I urge you, brethren,Offer your body as a living sacrifice.
在罗马书第十二章保罗这样提到 对应的这个燔祭说，他说我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，
当作
活祭。
So we know that this burnt offering God required priests to offer every day, every morning and every twilight at every evening.
对于这个燔祭，我们知道神要求祭司每天早晨和晚上都要奉上。
When they offered the burnt offering, they cut the animal, all the parts in pieces, and they assemble them. They don't just put in the bucket and dump on the fire. That's not what they do.
在献燔祭的时候，祭司们不能够把这个燔祭牲口把它切成块状以后，不能够随便倒在火上就可以了，必须要把它们重新组合成为那个祭牲的形状。
They will assemble them in a very neatly.Put on the fire, and someone told us that they put in the as a form as the live animal. It's a you know it's original form. So they of course they use the sticks to make it. So it's a very time consuming. It's a meticulous work.
我们都知道他这祭司要把这个祭牲口献上的时候，他们必须要把它组装切成块状以后，又把它们重新拼成那个祭牲口的那个形状。这是有的人告诉我们的。
So here he used that word. I will in the morning. I will order my prayer.
所以在这里啊，他讲到说，早晨啊，我必啊陈明我的心意。
So the order, the word order, to give us a picture of how the priest put the all the pieces burn off together.
这个陈明这个字就写明说祭司们当他们把这个祭牲口把它组拼装成以后的那个样式。
As the Lord required the priest to offer burnt offering every day, every morning.
主要求祭司们每天早晨每天早晨都必须要献上这样的燔祭。
David in this psalm,apply that to his own life.
大卫啊，借着这首诗篇啊，把这个燔祭的事啊，应用在他自己的身上。
That burnt offering has a special name.
这个燔祭有一个特别的名字。
That the burnt offering that God required them to offer every day, every morning, every evening, so that God has a special name for that offering.
神对这个早晨和晚上必须要献上的燔祭牲有一个特别的名字。
It is called the continual burnt offering.
就是长线的燔祭。
So David applied that to his own life.
大卫把这个应用在自己的身上，自己的生命中。
So every morning he offered prayer like a priest offered the burnt offering in the morning.
每天早晨他陈明他的祷告，那就是来向是祭司献上燔祭一样。
So dear brothers and sisters.We need to also discipline ourselves to offer morning prayer before the Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们需要自己来训练我们自己，管制我们自己，让我们每天早晨也学习献上这样的祷告。
Every morning when we wake up,
每天早晨我们起床的时候
，we need to remind ourselves to offer the morning prayer.To the Lord.
我们必须要提醒我们，我们必须要向神献上祷告。
You know that Peter told us that even in the New Testament, we are all priests.
我们都知道，使徒彼得在新约里边也是这样告诉我们的。我们是祭司。
We are very privileged that we are called to be the priests of God.
我们有何等的权利，我们被称为神的祭司。
Normally, the Christians do not think of us as a priest.
通常我们基督徒们，我们常不想以为，我们常忘却我们是祭司。
Because when we talk about ourselves as a priest, there's the things we have to do.
因为当我们想到如果我们是祭司的话，那么就有些责任我们需要承担。
Not only will join to the Lord for worship,
我们必须要聚集在一起敬拜神。
But it is required us to worship.
我们是被要求必须要来敬拜。
Because the priests are to, they are appointed for that purpose.
因为祭司乃是被指定来做这样的敬拜的。
When you say prayer, if you're not a priest, you don't think of yourself as a priest, then you know, prayer is something is optional.
如果你不想到你是祭司的话，那么你就会觉得早晨这样的祷告是一种可选之项而已。
Tuesday night prayer meeting is optional to you.
星期二晚上的祷告聚会也只是一个选择。
Or any other, you know, some other church maybe have a church prayer meeting some other day, but we have a Tuesday night. That is optional to you because if you don't think yourself as a priest,
如果你不把自己当作祭司的话，你就会觉得这样的祷告是一个选项而已。
But if we think ourselves as priests,
但是如果我们把我们看作祭司，
you go through the whole Bible, the revealed word of God, then prayer will not be optional.
如果你看完整本圣经，你就知道啊，祷告绝不是一个选项。
Every day, every prayer meeting, I struggle, like many of us do, or all of us do.
每天早晨的祷告，每一次的聚会，祷告聚会，我都是很挣扎的，就像所有在座的一样。
But when I think of this is a priesthood duty that I have to perform.
但是每当我想到这是祭司的责任的时候，
That settles it.
那一切就变得简单了。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we need to consider ourselves as a priest of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们实在要把我们看成是神的祭司。
Why you can come to the Lord?
当你来到神面前的时候。
By your faith and in the precious blood of Jesus, we can come to the Lord.
乃是借着主的宝血和信。
In the Old Testament, only priests can approach God.
因为在旧约里面，只有祭司可以来到神面前。
So whenever we come to the Lord, we pray. That actually is privilege of a priest.
所以当每一次我们来到神面前祷告的时候，我们要知道这乃是祭司的权利。
And David has a very special role in the Bible.
大卫在圣经里面有特别的地位。
He's not only king. We all know he's a king.
有特别的作用，他不光是王。
He was a king that God, who was after God's heart.
他乃是是合乎神心意的王。
But he was also a priest.
同时，他也是祭司。
So very strangely, you can see that in the Bible.
在圣经里面，你会很稀奇的发现这件事。
God would not allow anyone else to perform, but God allowed.David, to some extent, to perform the priesthood.
神不允许人随便的尽祭司所做的事，但是神让大卫做一些祭司做的事。
And also, he is a prophet.
他也是先知。
God called him very clearly that he was a prophet to God.
神很清楚的指明他是神的祭司。
So in this Psalm 5, verse 3, give us a much insight into the background of this Psalm.
所以第三节诗篇第五篇第三节清楚地告诉我们这个诗篇的背景。
So even though not outwardly David, was a priest, but he actually.In his spirit and in faith, he conducted the spiritual sacrifice, as Peter said, is through prayer.
在外表尽管他可能不是祭司，但是在他的心的里面啊，他就像彼得所指明的那样，他乃是在尽祭司所要献上的那个祷告的祭。
So this hymn, this psalm, corresponds to the morning sacrifices priests did every morning.
所以这个诗篇乃是预表着、象征着祭司们早晨所献的那个晨祭、燔祭。
So consider this as when you consider yourself as a priest.
所以当我们把自己看成是祭司的话
and then read this psalm.
然后我们再来读这个诗篇。
You may gain some more insight into this psalm.
我们就能够更深入的明白这个诗篇。
Also, we mentioned this psalm in the first three verses tells us it's a psalm for worship in the morning.
我们知道这个诗篇的前三节乃至讲到我们的敬拜，早晨的敬拜。
Because verse 2 it says, address God as my King and my God.
因为第二节是这样说，我的王，我的神啊。
So in the morning, he addressed the Lord not as a friend. You know, Lord has many relationship with us, a different type of relationship, but he is our friend, he is our shepherd, he is our king and he is our God, he is our father, he also is our brother. So he has many type of relationship with us.
我们都知道我们的神跟我们之间的关系有很多种，有朋友，有父，有王，有神，也有那个其他的。但是在这里他一开始就告诉我们他们是王是神。
So in the morning, David addressed the Lord as my king and my God.
所以早晨大卫呼求说你我的王我的神啊。
Because this is a title that prepare our heart for worship.
因为这样的名称乃是预备我们的心来敬拜。
Usually we don't, when we think of a friend, we don't worship a friend.
当我们在想到是朋友的关系的时候，我们不会去敬拜朋友，对不对？
When we think of Lord as a shepherd, we don't actually worship a shepherd.
我们当想到我们的主是我们的牧者的时候，我们不会敬拜牧者。
We enjoy that moment of closeness with the Lord.
在那个时候，我们只是想跟我们主有更亲密的关系而已。
But those titles will not necessarily invoke the worship spirit in us.
但那些的关系并不使我们心中产生一种敬拜的那种感觉。
But when we address the Lord as my King and my God,
但是如果我们是把我们的神把他当作我的王、我的神的时候
，those titles inspires us.Spirit to worship him.
这样的名称就使我们内心产生了那个敬拜的那个情形。
So it is important.
所以这是非常重要的。
To David and to us.
对大卫来说，对我们也是如此。
Start a morning every day, as I said, this is a continual burnt offering that he has in mind. Every morning, start with prayer.Worshiping prayer.
每天早晨我们都要带着这种敬拜的祷告来到神的面前，因为这是一个长线的繁祭。
You know, the prayer has many types as well.
因为我这祷告有各种类型的祷告。
But start with morning, worship the Lord.
那么早晨我们开始的祷告是一种敬拜。
So you can see that in verse 7.But as for me, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you.
正如第七节所说的那样，至于我，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿。
Is that amazing that this psalm that tells so many things?
是不是很稀奇？这首诗篇告诉我们很多这样的事。
We are all priests.
我们都是祭司
and we are obliged to pray.
我们乃是有责任要祷告
and this is a great privilege. I mean, think of a prayer, right? As a privilege, not as assignment, not as chores that you have to do. If you think of this, a greatest privilege that a person can have, it will motivate us to pray, to come to the church prayer meeting.
当我们把祷告看成是一种极大的权利，一个权柄的时候， 这个能够使我们有心想要来参与祷告，而不是把祷告看成是一种责任，一种负担。
So when Martin Luther reformed, he started the Reformation 500 years ago. Not only he recovered, he discovered justification by faith. Another truth he discovered was universality of priesthood.
当马丁路德在500年前改教运动发起的时候，他不光发现因信称义的这个真理，而且他也同时被启示每一个人都是祭司。
All born again Christian, all children of God are born into priesthood.
每一个重生得救神的儿女都被生成为祭司。
Because we know that all priests, family of priesthood, you have to be born into the family of priesthood. You cannot be selected. You cannot be a priest by any other way. You have to be first born into the family of a priesthood.
因为我们都知道祭司乃是从这个家族里边遗传下来的，你必须要生在这个祭司的家里边，你才成为祭司。
So we are all born into this priesthood. So this is a prayer of David.
所以我们每一个人都被重生成为祭司的，这是大卫在这个诗篇里边说的。
And then he ends at verse 3. He said, In the morning I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch.
他在这里第三节还讲到说，我不光是要陈明我的心意，并且还要警醒。
So not only he prayed, but also he prayed with a great expectation.
他不光是祷告，而且他是警醒。警醒的意思就是他有很高的盼望。
As we shared last time, whenever we pray, we should pray with the hope that God will answer our prayer.
就像上次我所分享的那样，当我们每次在祷告的时候，我们是期盼着神能够成就我们的祷告。
That is a prayer in faith.
这就是在信心里的祷告。
We can't just pray without expecting God to hear our prayer or to answer our prayers.
我们祷告并不是想要不希望神成就我们的祷告，不答应我们的祈求。
We have to have this eagerness in our heart to expect God will respond to our prayer.
我们必须在心里边有这样的信心，希望神能够成就我们的祷告。
Otherwise, what we're saying is just a murmuring. It's not the prayer.
否则的话，我们的祷告只是一些自言自语而已。
So we have the need to have this great expectancy.
所以我们必须要有这个很大的警醒，有这样的盼望。
And also, second point is here, watch means that we need to watch our steps.
同样在这里警醒的意思是要让我们注意我们的脚，我们的行事为人。
Because verse 4, she says, For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, no evil dwells with you.
因为第四节这样说，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
So in the morning when we pray,We need to know that how we should carefully watch our step, how we live that day. First of all, is to avoid sin.
所以早晨我们当祷告的时候，我们要知道我们必须要警醒，我们每当做的事情是什么，我们特别是要提防那个罪。
Avoid temptations.
也要避免试探。
First thing we need to have in our mind.
这些乃是在我们头脑里面应该有的首先的事。
He says that you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness and no evil dwells with you.
因为神你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。
So he talks about characteristics of sin.
他乃是讲到罪的代价。
It's almost like Paul says, the sin become sinful.
就像保罗所说的罪所带来的就是罪恶。
It's hard to translate in Chinese, but some of the sins don't appear sin to us.
因为有的罪一开始的时候好像不是罪。
Some of the sins, many Christians don't seem sinful to us.
很多的罪对很多基督徒来觉并不觉得并不以为然。
We enjoyed similar sin as the world do.
我们就像世界一样，我们沉浸在这样的罪里面。
We laughed over the same dirty jokes.
我们也对同样的这些污秽的玩笑话，我们好觉得好笑。
Most popular TV programs that we like to watch are those sinful programs.
所有的那些非常招人喜欢的电视节目都是罪恶的，充满罪恶的。
Promoting the promiscuity.
那个乃是宣扬一些淫乱的事。
And we love those movies.
我们喜欢那样的电影。
We love to read that kind of novels.
我们喜欢那样的小说。
So the sins, the problem is sin do not appear sinful to us.
因为罪一开始的时候并不像是罪。
Sometimes we know that it's not pleasing to God, but we do anyway because those sins do not appear sinful to us.
尽管我们良心知道那些东西对神来说不一定喜欢，但是一开始的时候我们并不觉得那是什么了不起的。
That's why Paul says sin through the law will appear sinful to us.
所以保罗才这样说，他说罪啊，一开借着律法啊就是罪。
So the wickedness and evil are the adjective to describe sin.
所以恶事和那些是。
No evil.
就是罪恶。
They are adjectives. 他们是对罪的一个形容词。
罪就罪是一种形容词。
So that we know they are extremely offending to the Lord.
这对神来说是非常厌恶的事。
And we should avoid them.
我们应该尽量的避免。
Unless the child knows the danger.Of touching the hot stove, he will continue to want touching.
除非这个小孩子他知道那个火烧火的炉子非常烫手的话，他会一直想要试着去摸。
Because that the red hot stove does not appear danger to him.
因为那些烧红的电炉丝在他的眼里并不是就是个危险。
So God wants to make sure sins are sinful.They are ugly. They are very offensive to the Lord.
神实在是要让我们明白那个罪那个罪性的罪恶。
And we also need to have us appear to us as simple as it appeared to the Lord.
我们也确实是需要知道这个罪在神的眼里确实是罪恶。
And verse 5 it says that the boastful shall not stand before your eyes.You hate all who do iniquity.
第五节说，狂傲的人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的。
Now he has this vision, the image of a court.
那么这个时候，他眼里面看到一件事。
The courts of the Lord, the court, 法庭啊。
看到了神的那个，好像他在他眼里面有个神的法庭在里面。
Those who commit the sin, they are brought to stand before the Lord's court.
所以当那些犯罪的人来到神的审判台前。
That's why he said, shall not stand before your eyes.
所以他这里讲到说，在神的眼里不能够站立，眼前不能站立。
Who are the boastful?
谁是狂傲的人呢？
Those who Not only sin, but they refuse to repent.
就是那些不犯罪的人，而他们不愿意悔改的人。
Some translation says the insolent fool.
就是那些就是无知的狂傲者。
And they are stubbornly stupid.
他们乃是固执的愚蠢。
So those are the people that brought to the Lord's court. Those are the sinners.And they are convicted.
所以这些人被带到神的审判台前被定罪。
So verse 5 tells of the people who commit sin. They are the convicted.
第五节告诉我们那些犯罪了的人被定为罪。
And verse 6 tells us that you destroy those who speak falsehood, and the Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit.
第六节讲到说谎言的你必灭绝，好流人血弄诡诈的都为神所憎恶。
So here is those who are convicted of such sins, they are condemned.
就真正乃是讲到那些被定罪的，他们就会被处罚。
You destroy those who speak falsehood. And he used very strong language here, is that the Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit.
必要灭绝那些谎言之者。 而且在这里用了一个很重的词，就是那个憎恶。
So verse 5, he says, you hate all who do iniquity. Verse 6, he said, the Lord abhors. It tells us that we should shun the evil, the avoid sinning at all costs.
在这里第五节讲到说是恨恶，这个词没有第六节那个憎恶来得更重。所以说对我们来说，我们要尽量尽可能的避免。
So when we see the word hate and abhors, we know that this is a strong word, strong emotional word. It tells us that to not take sin lightly in our lives.
所以无论是恨恶还是憎恶都是非常重的词，所以我们在我们的生活中，我们不能够把犯罪的事情看成是很轻描淡写之事。
And when it says the Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit, this man actually other places in Old Testament, when that same word occurred, sometimes it translated as a mighty man.
这里好流人血弄诡诈的神所憎恶的这些人，在旧约里面还有另外一种翻译，当这个词出现的时候，就是指那些大能者。
So those people who do evils are the mighty men. They have a power and they have a money to do whatever they want to do. So that reminds me of Hollywood executives.
这些好牛人血弄诡诈的人，这些都是有足够的金钱、足够的能力犯很大的罪的那些大人，那些有能之士，这些人就使我想起好莱坞的那些导演、那些编剧。
They influence their products powerfully, influence our view of this world and sins.
他们借着他们的作品来影响这个事件关于罪恶的看法。
Sins will not appear sinful to us because we watch too many of their products.
罪在我们的眼里不再看为罪的原因，乃是因为我们看太多这样的电影。
Vice President Joe Biden mentioned very clearly that why now society accept homosexuality lifestyle, homosexual lifestyle as the norm because they watch this very popular show called Wills and Grace or Grace and Will. It talk about homosexual man living with another female.
美国副总统 Joe Biden 他公开的宣扬说 这个社会应该接纳同性恋 这样的事情。 他曾经讲到说有一个电影名字叫做 Grace and Will， 我不知道电影的翻译，这个电影就是讲到有一个女子和她公开和她的同性恋的女子同居。
And it was a very popular show.
这是个非常受欢迎的。
Lot of young people, young adults, love to watch this show because it's a comedy show.
这是一个 电视剧，这是个电视剧，是个很喜剧的电视剧，很多年轻人都非常喜欢看。They
make this lifestyle a lot of fun and it's a lot of fun and make you laugh their conversation. So Joe Biden ascribed to that show as most powerful influence on young people today, a people's mind to accept homosexual lifestyle.
这个电视剧，它在里面有很多很娱乐的方式，玩笑的方式，把他们这种同性恋的生活表明出来。美国副总统就说，因为这个电视剧的缘故，使很多年轻人的心思意念都完完全全的乐意接受同性恋的这种事情和生活。
Did you like to watch that? Wills and Grace?
你们喜欢看这个电视剧吗？
So we need to pray for young people, young adults.
我们确实需要为着年轻人来祷告。
Come to prayer meeting.
来到祷告的聚会里。
We are in the battle.
我们是在征战的里面。
We are called to pray together as a church.
我们被神呼召作为教会一同来祷告。
Again, you think of yourself as a priest, that's not optional.
如果你把你自己你明白你自己是祭司的话，你就知道这不是一个选项而已。
You think of yourself as a Christian, that's optional, that's love. God is love. And
如果你只是把你看成是个普通的基督徒
the Lord is my shepherd.
那你就觉得这些事情可有可无，神是我的牧者，我可以认就可以了。
But if you consider yourself as a priest,
如果你把你自己看作祭司的话
that's not the option.
这绝不是可有可无之事。
Now let's move on.
那么再继续往下看。
So verse 7 says, But as for me,
第七节讲到，至于我
By your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in fear for you.
我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。
Oh, this is David's testimony he wanna have in his life.
这乃是大卫在他的生命中他期盼的见证。
So he says, but as for me, he compared himself with those he mentioned before.
至于我。在这里他乃是要把自己和那边前面几节讲的那些人做一个比较。
Who enjoyed sinful style.
那些人喜悦恶事。
And they are mighty men of this world.
他们在这个世界上可能是大有作为的人。
They are very influential figures.
他们蛮有影响。
Powerful.
他们有能力。
Whatever they say will be in the news immediately.
他们无论讲什么他们的话都会在电视里面被新闻播出来。
They earn billions of dollars.
他们拥有亿万的财富。
Do whatever they want.
他们可以做他们随心所欲之事。
All these medias, internet, they just inundate them with their agenda, with their sinful style to influence our minds, our hearts.
所有的媒体，所有的网络。都把他们的生活方式他们的言行给讲出来播出来。
But David here says, but as for me.
但是大卫在这里讲至于我。
Yesterday we had a graduation and going away very gathering at my house and this one brother shared that in the college,that we need to set this testimony that we are Christians in the very beginning that will make your life easier.
昨天晚上我们有一个欢送聚会和庆祝那个毕业的那个聚会有一位弟兄分享说我们在大学里面我们一开始就要表明我们是基督徒把说我们这个见证从一开始就能够走得直。
He said in his mind, he determined in his heart,That I want to have a testimony for the Lord.
他不光是嘴里这样说，而且心里意志坚定，他必要做主见证。
That's why he said, "But for me."
但是至于我，就像大卫在这里讲的。
So, if you go to college,
如果你去了大学
，every Friday, your roommates, your friends, go to the fraternity parties, get drunk, and do all these iniquities and sinful things.
当你去了大学在你的同学你的那个同寝室的人每天晚上都会去那种弟兄那种学校你的各种 fraternity 就是那种朋友之间去的聚会他们在一起醉酒行各样恶事。
Do you have this in your heart? But as for me,
但是在你的心里面，你有这样的决心吗？至于我
，I want to be different.
我要与他们。
I want to have the testimony for the Lord.
我要做主的见证。
And it applies to every one of us.
这对于我们在座每一个人都是同样适用的。
He says, "By your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house."
在这里，他讲到说，必凭你丰盛的慈爱，我要进入你的居所。
Oh, so he worshipped with the true knowledge of the Lord.
他乃是借着对神的那个真的知识、真理来敬拜。
You see that in the Bible, in the Psalm, it reminds us, or this verse reminded them very often.Is the verse in Exodus 34, verse 6.
这节圣经啊，实在是提醒我们想到《生命记》里边三十四章，
出埃及记 Exodus.
出埃及记
34, verse 6.
三十四章三十六节。
Where is that?Lord proclaimed his name before Moses. He says, Lord, Lord God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
在这里、啊、是第六节哈，他讲到耶和华向着摩西宣称说，耶和华是有怜悯，是有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So he says,You are abundant. By your abundant loving kindness, I enter your house.
所以大卫在这里讲着，我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所。
So he worshipped the Lord by the revealed word of God, who God is.
他敬拜神，乃是想到神是怎样的一位神。
So how will help us to worship the Lord?
这样想能够使帮助我们来敬拜我们的神。
We need to worship the Lord by the truth.
我们必须要凭着真理来敬拜。
And we need to worship the Lord by our experience.
我们必须要在灵里面来敬拜。
So he says that we all know that we all have a Bible, so we all have truth if we study that diligently.
我们都有圣经啊，我们都有灵。我们需要这样来勤奋的敬拜。
And also, we all have experience. We're not talking about the in-depth experience. We talk about we all have this experience of salvation of the Lord. We are all saved by His grace. We start from there. When we worship.
我们都有这样的经历，我们都被神所救赎，我们都应该在这样的里面来敬拜。
In the Bible, there are a lot of different places, Psalms, they pick up certain phrases in that Exodus 34, verse 6. Sometimes they will pick the phrase, slow to anger. Lord, you are slow to anger.
诗篇里面很多、啊、诗篇都、分别、啊、提到、啊、在那个出埃及记34章第六节那个讲到关于神的那个属性。啊、有的地方会讲到说神啊你是不轻易发怒的神。
And so we worship the Lord based on the truth.
所以我们敬拜神乃是基于我们对他的真的认识。
So I hope that we all can memorize that Exodus 34 verse 6.
巴不得我们每个人都能够记住34篇出埃及记34章第六节。
It tells us about what kind of GodThat our God is.
他这节乃是告诉我们，我们的所认识的神是怎样的一位神。
And it will apply to you many aspects, you know, of your life. And sometimes, like the psalmist, they pick up the phrase that apply to their situation, slow to anger. And sometimes they will say abundant, loving kindness. Sometimes they use other phrase from that revelation of God Himself.
我们真应该把这些圣经记下来，因为我们在我们的日常生活中，就像在诗篇里一样的，常常这些圣经给我们带来那种鼓励、 有时候我们会知道我们的神是不轻易发怒的神，有时候我们就会感觉到我们的神是那个充满慈爱的神。
So here she says, by your abundant loving kindness, I will enter your house at your holy temple. I will bow in fear for you. This he's worshiping here.
这里乃是讲到大卫的敬拜，他说我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进到你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。
And here says at your holy temple. We know that temple, physical temple was not built yet.
我们知道那个圣殿在这个时候大卫写这个诗的时候还没有被建造成起来。
And we know temple only exists, physical temple only exists a short period of time. Before that, there's no temple. After that, after it was destroyed, there was no temple either. Right? Today, we don't have temple.
我们都知道这个圣殿这个实际的建筑哈，只是在历史上出现很短暂的一段时间。在这个大卫写诗的时候，这个圣殿还没有建成。那么圣殿建成以后，也很短一段时间，圣殿就没了。
So this psalm, when he talks about worship.His worship in spirit and truth.
所以我们都知道，我们在讲这个大卫在讲这个诗篇的时候，他乃是讲到那个真理和圣灵的里面，在灵的里面。
So you can apply to us perfectly today.
同样也适用于今天我们的情形。
Because we don't have temple, physical temple here.
我们没有那个物体的那个的那个圣殿在那。
But we have a truth about temple.
但是我们在真理的里面，我们认识这个圣殿。
Of the temple.
我们知道这个圣殿的真理。
So he says, I will enter your house and at your temple I will bow in fear of you. And here some translation says, at the temple of holiness, the temple of your holiness.
在这里讲到说我必从敬畏你的心向你的殿下拜，有的翻译叫中文翻译都是这样的，就讲到是不光是殿，是讲圣殿。
So it focuses on the holiness of God.
乃是讲到神的那个圣洁的一面。
Holiness, the concept of holiness is very difficult to describe.
关于圣洁是一件很难用言语描述的事。
It's a concept that is hard for people to understand.
对于人来说是很难以理解。
So the only way you can understand that is that when you see God.
唯一使我们能够明白圣洁这件事的方法，就是我们能够见到神。
If in our spirit, through His abundant loving kindness and mercy, if He opens our eyes a little bit, we can see the Lord Jesus. Then we can feel a little bit, know a little bit about holiness.
如果我们能够借着他丰盛的慈爱，我们进到他的面前，看到我们的主耶稣基督，也许我们能够体尝到那个圣洁。
So we need to spend a lot of time in our personal life to understand what holiness means.
我们实在说来，必须要在我们的个人的生活里面，常常与神亲近，才能够明白这个圣洁。
Bible also says.Without holiness, no one can see God.
圣经告诉我们，若不圣洁，没有人能够见神。
So holiness is important. So when David worshipped the Lord, he focused on the holiness of God.
当大卫敬拜神的时候，他注目于神的那个圣洁。
When we see the holiness of God, then immediately what follows is the fear in our heart.
当我们得见神的圣洁的那一刻，我们心里边就会产生敬畏之心。
Do you remember Isaiah chapter 6?
我们知道以赛亚书第六章吗？
When the king passed away, and at that day, Lord appeared himself to Isaiah prophet, the prophet.
当那个王驾崩的时候，主在宝座上向以赛亚显现。
He saw these cherubims cried out, "Holy, holy, holy!"
他看见 撒拉弗势力在那里呼喊说圣洁圣洁圣洁、
sorry,
圣哉圣哉圣哉
it's not cherubim, it's not
seraphim、
so and then what immediate response of Isaiah
那么以赛亚当时第一反应是什么
he says I'm undone he is in the great fear
我灭亡了祸灾因为他很极其惧怕
So in worship the Holy God,
当我们来敬拜这位圣洁的神
most important element in us is fear.
对我们来说极其重要的一个原则就是我们必须要有敬畏之心。
You know, here, you know, modern translation is that reverence. I mean, I try to, I don't know. So I prefer old English word, fear.
在这里英语的翻译只是总一种一种尊敬。其实我更喜欢原来的翻译就是害怕
Of course it has an element of reverence
但是这里有敬尊敬的意思在里面
So the most important thing is fear and we worship the Lord
当我们来敬拜神的时候一个很重要的事就是我们必须要一种敬畏之心
And the Bible tells us Not only that fear, the emotion of fear in us should start in the morning, because in the morning prayer, because when we worship the Lord, but also that is the relationship starting from household, your household, family life, you start with the fear.
不光是早晨我们来敬拜神来祷告的时候我们需要存这样敬畏之心就是我们个人的生活我们的家庭的生活方方面面我们都要存这个敬畏之心
You know, family life has many aspects
我们知道家庭的生活有各方方面面
We can have fun, you know, we can do a lot of things together But most important thing in the eyes of God is to have a fear
我们有可以做各样的事情我们可以有欢喜快乐的时光但是一件很重要的事情我们必须要对神有一种敬畏
Ephesians chapter 5
以弗所书第五章
verse 21
这二十一节
It says be subject to one another in the fear of Christ and then he follows immediately wives be subject to your own husband as to the Lord And then we know that from 22 all the way to 6 verse 9 talk about household relationship, wife and husband, children and parents, father and parents, and slave to master. They are all you know, relationship in the household.
在第五章第二十一节他在这里讲到说又当存敬畏基督的心要彼此顺服。接下来从第二十二节一直到第六章的第九节都一直讲到在家里面妻子丈夫丈夫妻子还有儿女父母还有主人和仆人之间的那个关系。
Where do we learn how to fear the Lord?
所以我们怎么样在什么地方我们要学习敬畏神呢
?We learn in the family.
就是在家庭生活的里面。
So, in the grammar,actually, 21 and 22, they are connected.
在语法上第五章第二十一节和二十二节之间是连在一起成为一句话。
So, in your English Bible, it's easier to see, is that wives, be subject to your own husband. Be subject is italic. That means that it is added for clarity of the meaning. But when you miss a verb,You know the English grammar, that means you borrowed the previous one, right? So that's grammar is there connected. So the crown of these verses for wife and husband, for children and parent is from 21. Be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
在动你看这个英文的翻译比较明显哈，第一个字都是指顺服顺服所以呢它的本质的意思就知道我们是主要是来自于第二十一节所有这些顺服都是取决于都是来源于敬畏神
How do a husband learn the fear of the Lord?
丈夫怎么样敬畏神呢
is to love your wives as Christ loved the church.
丈夫敬畏神的结果就是他要爱自己的妻子。
Give himself up for her.
把自己的一切都给妻子。
How do children learn to fear the Lord?
儿女们怎么样学习敬畏神呢？
How do our young people learn how to fear the Lord?
年轻人怎么样学习敬畏神呢？
Obey, by obeying their parents.
就借着顺服自己的父母。
So this is very important for us to discipline our children.
所以这对我们来管教我们的孩子来说，这是非常重要的。
The purpose of it is that when they grow up, they'll learn how to fear the Lord.
这些管教的目的最终所带来的结果就是他们长大以后他们知道要敬畏神。
If you don't discipline them,
如果你不管教的话
they will not know how to fear the Lord.
他们就不会明白什么叫做敬畏神。
Look at the news of the second generation of those officials in China.
看看今天那在中国的那些第二代的孩子们。
So this is most important for us to worship the holiness of God.
所以这对我们来敬拜我们神，认识我们神的圣洁，这是何等重要的一件事。
Most important element is the fear of the Lord.
最重要的一个原则就是我们要敬畏神。
So he says, "At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you."
所以在这里他讲到说，向着你圣洁的殿。我下拜。
What time is it?
已经十五分了，十一点十五。
Because I don't want to really go to third installment.
我不想再继续讲到第三个方面。
But this is a lot for us to learn in this Psalms. So, but we'll end here.
我想我们就暂停到这里，因为这个诗篇里面有很多我们需要来详细查看的。
So, there's a beautiful lesson we can learn from verse 8 as well, verse 8 through 12.
从第八节到十二节还有很重要的功课我们可以从中学到。
Let's trust the Holy Spirit will instruct us.
我们把这一切都仰望在圣灵的手中来引导我们。
Let's all have a word of prayer.
那我们再低头祷告。
Father, we truly don't know how adequately we should worship you and come before you to be in fear of you for your holiness.
父啊，我们实在不知道怎么样能够来敬拜你，我们实在不知道怎么样在敬畏的心里面来到你面前。
But we trust the Holy Spirit who abides in us forever will teach us in all the truth.
但是我们依靠仰望我们里面的圣灵永住的圣灵把我们带到真理。
And thank you for reminding us through this psalm that how important that morning worship is.
谢谢你开启我们，让我们看到这个诗篇，这个在早晨的敬拜是何等重要一件事。
Let the Lord be our vision at the start of the day.
让主成为我们一天早晨开启。开始时候的意象。
Be merciful to all of us, Father. We pray in Jesus' holy name.
求你赐怜悯给我们所有的人。我们这样祷告，乃是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.